This is episode 1978 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 26, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What are you working on?
Yo. The cast of Friends is getting ready for their big HBO Max reunion on Thursday.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm ready.
You know, are you going to, like, have a watch party?
No.
Are you going to, like, do a live stream Twitter or anything like that? Yeah, me either.
I got to make room for all those other people who are going to do it.
Well, if you're gonna have a watch party, you could have food. You could serve hors d'oeuvres.
I can have that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
I don't need other people for that. I don't need other people to watch me ugly cry.
Yeah, that would be my concern about having people over, because I am gonna ugly cry.
I don't know that I'm ready. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
I don't know. You gotta watch it because we gotta talk about it on Friday.
I know.
Blah. Blah. Anyway, right. It's Friends Week in Hollywood.
Like Super Bowl week, right? Yeah, you can imagine they've been doing interviews in preparation for the special.
Yeah.
So at one point, they're all asked if any of the cast members had ever hooked up with each other during filming.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I would have never thought to ask that, but it just never...
It never
entered my mind that they would have even done that.
There was rumor, though.
Really? Who?
Jen Aniston and Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Matt Perry and David Schwimmer. That was the joke that they gave.
Yes. So the guys were asked from the ladies.
Yeah.
And they all confirmed that no one had ever hooked up with each other in order to keep their friendships intact.
That makes sense.
So then the women answered the same question, and they said that they didn't remember ever talking about any pact concerning not hooking up before.
Yeah.
And anyway, they didn't want to hook up with any of the guys anyway. So there.
We don't want to hook up with the boys. Remember the episode? They're boys, that's why. You know, it comes to mind, and I'm, you know, big Friends aficionados here. We, you know, make no bones about
that. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I would have thought that maybe the one person I probably would have had a crush on in that show was obviously Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh.
And so if I would have been one of the guys, I think I would have been hitting on that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, David Schwimmer got to have some pretty intimate scenes with her, even though it was a sitcom. So they were intimate, I'm sure.
Well, and she did with Matt LeBlanc as well.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Now I think about it, spoiler alert. Matt actually proposed to her. His character proposed to her. That's right. Joey proposed to Rachel.
Mm. Well, they dated for a while.
Did they? Yeah, they kind of did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I think.
Mr. Aficionado.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, tomorrow night, the big night. I'm sure there'll be more things that come out today and tomorrow from the press that we'll read, you know, in the rags about, you know, them asking all the stars this, that, and the other thing. What was their favorite episode? And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of that tomorrow night as well. I'm still curious about Justin Bieber. Why is Justin Bieber going to be on the show?
I don't know.
I haven't a clue.
Why have people on there that weren't on the show?
Leave
more room for Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. The most famous guest star on Friends.
Leave more time and room for Tom Selleck.
And Tom Selleck had a lot more lines and a lot more screen time than Brad Pitt ever had.
That's true. And Tom Selleck, I'm sorry. He's just sexy.
You know what? I think
he's always been sexy.
Maybe I'm wrong in this. We never did see ugly naked man, did we?
No.
No, we never saw a face. Nope. He never showed up in a bathrobe.
No. That's like Wilson across the fence. You never saw his face in Home Improvement.
Howard's mother on Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Yeah,
Howard!
Friends reunion tomorrow night. Don't miss it or miss it. Who cares? That's the name of the news.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth may play one of Marvel's most formidable superheroes.
I like that word.
And sexiest.
Sexy beast that he is.
You know, some people say, hey, a man in a uniform? I'll take that man in a cape any day. Yes, sir.
Hey, nothing like a man with a big hammer. That's what I'm saying right
That's
there.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but not everyone is head over heels for the God of Thunder or wants to follow in his footsteps.
Really? Oh, no. Okay. Follow in his footsteps.
So this is kind of cute. He shared an Instagram post on Tuesday showing a cute little photo of himself. He is walking alongside one of his little twin sons.
Yeah.
He was wearing a long red cape, reminiscent of Thor's iconic Asgardian garb.
Yeah.
But in the caption, Chris revealed that the cape belonged to another superhero entirely.
Oh, not Thor.
It wasn't Thor.
Kid doesn't want to be Thor.
It wasn't Daddy.
Daddy didn't love me. No, that's not right.
The caption says, holding my little man's... I can't do an Australian accent, so
don't do it.
Try.
Just
holding my little man's hand and asking him the age-old question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so that's what Chris wrote.
Uh-huh.
And then he revealed his son's answer, which was Superman.
So wrong universe.
So he goes,
wrong universe.
He goes, lucky I have two other kids.
That is the wrong universe.
That was just kind of cute. Had to throw in a cutie today.
That's the DC Comics universe.
Kids, anything is possible.
Yeah, I guess.
We need to be more like that when we're adults.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he's a fun dad.
Probably.
I've not heard anything less.
He stays out of the trash, doesn't he?
He does. And you know, his wife's not a celebrity. I mean, they're just...
Yep, just regular
folks. Down home folks. The fact that he's Thor, you know, and he keeps making movies.
I wonder if they play that... Never mind.
What are you role playing? Is that what you're saying at home?
Who's wearing the cape tonight?
Oh my God. Who's got the hammer? Who's laying the hammer down? You know who could pick up that hammer? That's Halle Berry.
She probably could.
Yeah, she could. Oh, yeah, she could pick it up. Actually, the hammer can only be picked up by somebody who is pure of heart.
That might leave her out.
So the only ones, spoiler alert, spoilers, that picked up the hammer are Thor, Captain America, and Vision.
Oh.
Vision picked up the hammer. Yep. So there you go.
But can they swing it with all that might?
It doesn't matter.
Can they call it to come from another universe
or
whatever?
It doesn't matter. You can't pick it up.
Nope.
Because you are not the one that's meant to pick it up.
Neither one of us can pick it up.
I'm starting to think now. Don't make, now I'm starting to think. Wait.
Or pull the sword from the stone.
Did Natalie Portman pick it up at one time? I got to go back and watch a bunch of Marvel movies. All right, it's good thing it's a long weekend because you know it's going to take all weekend to watch them. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Who cares? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.